Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. This is your program, if you want it to be. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting. When I say thousands, I mean over 40,000.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
40,000 posts. You know, there's so many posts at this point. There's so many different posts that we don't even bother to count them except every 10,000.
Well, that's not true. I keep counting as it goes up because I just like it. It's one of those things you pay attention to a number.
Are you telling me there's not 41, over 41,000?
There probably is by now, yeah.
Well, see, you didn't
I'm not
say
paying
it.
That much attention anymore.
Right.
Okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
So go and get interactive. It's fun. There's some serious topics. There's a lot of fun topics as well at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Throughout most of the first hour, we were pretty much talking about Hurricane Katrina.
That's what I want to talk about.
That's what I want to talk about, and that's what most of the people calling in want to talk about.
Yeah.
We do have some various other calls on the line. We are going to get to you, 800-259-9231. But I wanted to power through the rest of this article here, because it's really good, about Superdome of Shame by Jack Dugan from LouRockwell.com.
Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut.
And what he's talking about is the outrages that are going on behind the scenes during this, in a time where people are supposed to band together, in a time where people are supposed to support one another and help each other out in this time of emergency in Louisiana and Mississippi, you have the government harassing people. You have the government making life very inconvenient for the poor people of New Orleans. They opened up the Superdome as though they were a kind, caring, loving, compassionate government.
Mm-hmm.
But then when people arrived in order to actually come and get shelter from this deadly hurricane that was outside, they said, oh, you can't come in yet. We have to search you, Manwich. Put your hands up, sir, and we're going to pat you down.
Oh, what's touch this me in got? My special places.
What's this you've got in your pocket here? I see you've got some pills. You have some identification? Oh, you don't have identification? Well, those are my heart pills.
Looks like you're going to be riding this hurricane out in the county jail.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily in the jail, but go away. You can't come in. You couldn't get in if you didn't have photo identification.
Really?
For your prescription pills. They were shaking people down. They were searching women's makeup compacts, looking for pills and stuff. This was an opportunity for them to fill the jails. This
You're
was
not
an
reading the article.
I know. I'm just recapping the article. So
read the damn article.
So you understand where we go to this point. He says, Jack Dugan at LouRockwell.com says, do you see that, America? Nothing has changed in the South. Can you imagine New Orleans' wealthy elite meekly submitting to such microscopic searches of their persons and property for drugs? Heads would roll. But poor people who have no money escape the deadly storm's onslaught had no choice. They had nowhere else to go to save their children's and parents' lives. They were humiliated just for trying to survive. Their grandfathers and grandmothers suffered as slaves on southern plantations decades ago, while today they suffer as slaves to the state that cancels their human rights and dignity in the name of protecting them. Somebody called in last hour and suggested that they should sue the police department, as though that's going to do anything. I mean, it'd be symbolic, but it wouldn't do anything. Nobody would get in trouble for it. Did you see that, America? Nothing's changed in the South. Poor people are still herded and treated like criminals because of the color of their skin. The sheriff and Louisiana National Guard knows the profile of likely drug users, black people, and anyone associating with them. They were searched just as if they were entering a state penitentiary, visiting a death row prisoner. Maybe the refugees would have fared better if they had season tickets in their hands. Think about it. They can allow 30,000 screaming fans with $50 bills and costly NFL tickets in their hands in a few minutes. That's how long it takes them to get through during a football event. But poor black people fleeing for their lives? 4 hours they had to wait. 4 hours. None of the news people that I saw on the major cable and broadcast networks noticed this outrage. Apparently, they're still embedded with the government and couldn't possibly risk dislodging their heads long enough to report the truth right before their eyes. We let morons take away our rights to person and property at the airports, all for the false protection that they promised us and they can't possibly deliver. So, now we see them doing it to helpless citizens even when the citizens' lives are in danger. First, we gotta check you for weapons and drugs. Pull your dress up. Lift up your arms. Let those old people collapse and those kids soil themselves. You know, you got a 3-year-old son who's gotta go to the bathroom waiting in a 4-hour line. What's he gonna do?
It ain't gonna go well.
This is for your own safety, Manwich. God forbid that anyone have a hip flask to calm their nerves during a traumatic life-and-death experience. Someone else might actually toke up or take a non-prescription pill. And a few might actually take their right to keep and bear arms seriously, when everyone knows that only government employees deserve self-protection, not their citizen bosses. The Constitution doesn't apply when the government thinks that it can make you safer by judging you, disarming you, and denuding you of your rights. Who gave the order to make all these exhausted, miserable poor people wait for hours while they were searched so illicitly? Under what actual law did they search these refugees for anything whatsoever on their person? And I might add that even if there was a law that specified this, that certainly doesn't make it right.
It would be an unconstitutional law, too.
Do they search football game fans this thoroughly and for this long? Sure they do. Could all of this form a mass tort against the state of Louisiana? Maybe. Some of the Superdome refugees must be hopping mad. Let's face it, if you're poor in America, you're a suspect, maybe. If you're poor and black in America, then you're a criminal, definitely, in the eyes of the state, at least. If your life is in peril, there are no excuses. Your rights don't count as long as any badge or weekend warrior in BDU says they don't. This is the real story of the Louisiana Superdome. Hurricane Katrina can certainly destroy the environments of the Louisiana and our neighboring states, but that all can be rebuilt. What will never be rebuilt is the dignity of the poorest citizens of that region, since the government acted with a greater destructive force than even the hurricane. The lamp of freedom has been blown out by Force 5 bureaucrats, their sycophants, and their head-embedded media enablers who will ensure that it will never get reignited. Because how many other people are talking about this? How many other people are talking about this?
They're not.
He says, Jack says, heads should roll in Louisiana for all those whose civil rights were violated outside the Louisiana Superdome of shame. Now, again, we know about what happened in Louisiana. We don't know if anything else outrageous happened in Mississippi. If you know of something, feel free to share it with us. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Wayne in somewhere. Wayne in Kentucky? I don't know. Wayne, you're on Free Talk. Hello?
Kansas.
Lansing, Kansas.
What's up, Wayne? You're on Free Talk.
You want to give your address too, buddy?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's on your mind, sir?
If my wife and I were to pull a truck up to New Orleans, I mean, it wouldn't be a huge truck or anything like that, but if we took some stuff to New Orleans, and I'd like to hear, from people who live in New Orleans, what should we bring? I mean, we're sick of the big pushes by government and all that sort of crap, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to do something personally,
The question is, even if you figure out what to bring, the ultimate question is going to be, when you arrive at your destination, will the government, who has likely set up a control grid in the area, will they allow you to actually go and help people with the stuff that you bring in? The government was turning people away during Hurricane Charlie last year here in Florida.
The interstate stops, they have police officers at each of the interstate exits, and,
if you don't have permission to be down here, you can't be down here. That's what it is. You can't help people.
You'd think a spaceship landed, because they just don't let them in.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
You guys are right. I mean, the poor get screwed every time.
Yeah.
And, it's just the way it is. I hate to say that, but...
It sure is. You're right.
And
it doesn't have to be that way, though. It really doesn't.
No.
Because if we got the government out of people's lives, then people like you really would be able to go and help people out. And I'm not trying to discourage you, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to pack some stuff up, let's talk about hurricane supplies. Batteries, you're not going to make it with ice from Kansas,
sure.
But batteries, water, just the real basic
potable
supplies.
Water really is a big deal during these circumstances.
Okay.
And my recommendation is stay off the, don't go in the interstates. Use the U.S., the old U.S. road system.
Right.
Go in that way because they won't have those blocked off.
Yeah, they can't possibly. There's too many ways to get on and off. Thanks for the call, Wayne. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, talking about the hurricane or whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. They're both free. Yes, they should be at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is a show about your calls, and you can call about anything. So let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Harry?
I just want to take this moment to thank you guys for your show.
Well, you're welcome.
And thank Genesis for the wealth of information they supplied with me.
Well, thanks for listening. What's on your mind, Harry?
Well, tonight's my last night to listen to you guys.
Are you dying? Right.
No. Your boss, Mr. Anderson, is going to shut down C-band tomorrow.
Yes. What you're referring to is the C-band satellite version of the network that we're on. We're on a network that's on two different satellites at the moment. One of them is called StarGuide, which is the way most of our radio station, not all of our radio station affiliates, get the show and rebroadcast it. And the other one is this older technology called C-band. If you've seen those big satellite dishes from the 1980s, you know exactly what C-band is. So you're one of those guys with that big satellite dish in your backyard or up on your roof or something like that, and that's how you're listening to the show.
That's correct.
And because it's just an old technology, it's just becoming out of date, it's just time to move away from it, unfortunately, and so we're shutting down the C-band feed. We're not going away from anybody else. I mean, it's just you, Harry. You're losing us because you don't have Internet access, right?
No, I don't, and I've talked to some people in New Jersey who have shortwave receivers, mm-hmm. and they're having very much difficulty in receiving Genesis.
So, yeah, well, we don't do shortwave on this particular show because it costs money and we don't have it.
You couldn't even
tune around and find Free Talk Live. At least not that I know of. For all I know, somebody's pirating us and putting us on.
We've been on shortwave before, and it's certainly possible.
It was accidental though that we went on shortwave.
Yeah. So I just wanted to take the moment to thank you guys for your show. And
well, thank you, Harry.
We're still going to be out here, Harry. So if you do get yourself some dial-up internet access, I mean, it's as cheap as what, like $10 a month or something like that. You could still tune in after the fact via podcasting or listen live via our live stream. So
do you have a computer,
here.
Harry?
No, I don't.
Don't have a computer?
For shame.
Well, a lot of the big-time broadcasters are relying on C-band to get their coast-to-coast feeds mm-hmm. because it's so reliable.
It is reliable.
That is true. But it is, unfortunately, also going out of style. Anyway, Harry, keep us in mind. Also, you know, I don't know if you have talk radio stations. I know you're in an area of New Jersey that's not very well populated. But if you have talk radio stations out there, give them a call and tell them that one of your favorite shows is going off C-band and you want them to pick them up on their station. It can happen.
I'll give it a shot.
Thanks for listening, as always, Harry. And hopefully we'll hear from you again in the future.
Okay, good night, guys.
800-259-9231. Always kind of gets me right in there, you know?
He's a good man.
Yeah.
You know, and he's called a lot, and I'm going to kind of miss his calls.
Let's talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey there, great.
Hey, I was a little off the subject, way off the subject.
That's
actually.
Okay, this is Free Talk Live.
I was really researching political parties
mm-hmm.
here on the web.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I am pretty much these days the renegade of renegades, perhaps. I'm just, you know, political parties are just, I just have a lot of problems with them.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think politics is a total waste, and the only reason I'm involved is because I have to be.
Right.
I do politics because politics does me.
You're
if
right.
I don't.
If you don't do politics, politics will do you.
Right.
Well,
in a bad way.
I got sucked into voting, you know, and I mean, because I just feel like it's my American, you know, duty more than a privilege, I guess, to do so, but my question was to you was what do you think about the Natural Law Party?
Gosh, are they still out there?
Well, they were out there in 2002, but I've been, you know.
I think it was the year 2000. Gosh, it's so blending together.
The 2000 election. But
the 2000 election, is that where they splintered into two?
They might have splintered in 2002. I don't know.
Was that the Reform Party? Like these other parties are so unstable.
Are these presidential candidates we're talking about?
Yeah, back in it was either 2000 or 2004. There was a third party that was. I think it was the Reform Party or the Natural Law Party or both. Or I don't even really remember.
It was
what
in
happened.
2000 when they ran the Natural Law Party.
And they had some disagreements internally, and they kind of just blew up and exploded. The Natural Law Party is another political party. I mean, as you're learning, they all have some similarities, and they all have a few minute differences. The only party with any significant difference, in my opinion, is the Libertarian Party.
Right, right. Well, yeah. This was Dr. John Hagelin who ran for the Natural Law Party.
How many votes did he get?
I don't even know.
Not many.
I have no idea. But
it was less than the Libertarian Harry Brown, and Harry Brown didn't get more than 500,000. So
they get 277,000.
Well, I'm 37. I was a Democrat for a long time, and mm-hmm. then I went Republican, and then I went independent.
Right. You never really felt at home anywhere, did you?
I just didn't feel at home anywhere, you know. And it's kind of like whenever you get like you disagree with someone on a fundamental principle,
Well, the problem with the Republicans and Democrats and the Natural Law Party and the Green Party and the Socialist Workers Party and everybody else out there, and it's also a problem with the Libertarian Party, is the lack of principle. Now, it's ironic that there's this problem with the Libertarian Party, because they tout themselves as the party of principle. If you go to lp.org and you look at their website, that's their tagline. We're the party of principle. In fact, when you join the Libertarian Party, you're supposed to sign an agreement that says, I do not support the initiation, advocation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's the principle that the Libertarian Party is allegedly based on. But they violate that principle. They just don't violate it like the rest of the parties do. They do their best to adhere to it. Unfortunately, politics, the people in the world of politics and political parties, feel like they have to compromise in order to get more votes. I mean, the Libertarian Party has been around since the 70s. It's been around for 30 years, and they're still not performing in the elections. Now, the reason for that is because the Republicans and Democrats have passed campaign reform laws that affect all third parties. So the Libertarians, the Greens, the Natural Law, we're all suffering as a result of what the Republicans and Democrats have set up. So the whole system is a mess. And, I mean, I think that you should be applauded for even looking into the third-party options. Because some people are so scared, and I don't know if you've heard this from any friends of yours, Patrick, but some people are so scared of voting outside of Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
Have you heard this?
Right, right.
They're like,
yeah.
They basically say, oh, well, I don't want so-and-so to win the election, so I have to vote for this evil guy. Oh, it's got to be the lesser of two evils. No, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm not trying to tell you who to go with, but I see the Natural Law Party as just being another group of people that has their set of programs. You know, they have their pet issues where they want the government to control things. And I think they happen to focus on, like, the environment and other things like that as far as their heavy platform issues.
Yeah, you got to take a look at that. I don't really see any, as far as them trying to control things. It's just...
I did take a look at it. I listened to the third-party debates in the year 2000. I heard John Hagelin debate, and he's another big government freak, just like the Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
So if you keep calling for big government, you're not going to get my vote, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, toll-free. You can take control of the show. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's toll-free 800-259-9231. Whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, whatever is on your mind goes. If you want to take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee. You just go and get them totally free at freetalklive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use the code, this is it, this is saves you 10%, so it's important, FTL.
On your whole order, 10% on the whole order.
Yep, and it's not just flowers, they have all different types of stuff there. So
10% off the special deals, too.
That's right.
Right.
So if they've got specials on there, 10% off
and
that
they
too.
Do.
Yeah.
At 1-800-Flowers.
And if you've tried the FTL code and it hadn't worked previously, it's because they just got it. I think that they might have just turned it on today. I don't know. Like there was a little confusion there for the first day or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's working now at 1-800-Flowers.
Call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com.
There you go.
Your florist of choice.
Cool. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is a show about your calls, and let's talk to Brian from Nolens. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How about you?
How is it down there?
It's not. I'm up in Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Depressing. Mm. I was doing a conversation about the Superdome there.
Yes, sir.
And some of the comments about the how racially prejudiced it is and whatnot.
Yeah.
Your viewers not know the demographics of the New Orleans area?
The demographics of the New Orleans area is mostly black.
Exactly. Orleans Parish or Orleans County, if you're in any other state, is the blackest or most African-American county in the United States.
Yeah, I've been there.
So you're saying that that National Guard troops couldn't be coming
in? Well, don't put words in his mouth. What are you saying?
Saying is, if percentage-wise, if you look at the percentage of blacks versus whites that were in the dome, it's probably in line with the demographics. No different than if you were up in Colorado, and it'd probably be...
Oh, I think you're right. There's no doubt about it. We're not necessarily saying this was a racially motivated thing. This was motivated to just find people that had drugs on them, and it doesn't matter if they're black or white. They just happen to mostly be black. That's all.
And then as far as the shakedown of the weapons and whatnot, if you look at the crime statistics for Orleans Parish, or the New Orleans metro area for that matter, there's been in excess of 300 murders to this point this year.
I understand that. And as a matter of fact, we started out by saying that I understand... we understand maybe a pat down for weapons, but to check a woman's compact, her makeup compact, for pills and, hidden contraband is totally out of control. Don't you agree with that?
Disagree. What do you think? You look at the TV, what limited coverage CNN will give you, what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're pilfering the Harris Casino downtown, the drug stores. The ATM machines and whatnot.
Uh huh.
Okay, where are the drugs going? When you have.
Do you think these people?
I want him to answer. I wanted to ask this question. I'm sorry, man. Do you have what?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, ma'am, just go ahead.
I'm just wondering, do you think these people are breaking into drugstores, stealing the drugs, and then wanting to have a nice place like the Superdome to go do them? I mean, is that what you think's happening?
No, desperate people do desperate things. If they're hooked on drugs, they're going to go steal what they want, get their little fix, and then when they all hole up in the dome, no matter who they are, they're still going to need their fix because they know they're going to be in the dome for a while.
Uh-huh. I guess...
And do you think that they're going to get their fix by sucking the blood out of the necks of good citizens that happen to be in there? I mean, what difference does it make if they happen to... You know, I mean, what's the big deal? They don't have guns. They've been patted down.
What's the big deal? Well, drugs are illegal in case nobody knows that.
Oh,
yeah,
is that it?
I get it. And I think that...
So are you defending... You're defending the cops searching people for drugs?
Let me ask this.
Are you defending the cops searching people for drugs? And then you can ask me your question.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now your question, sir.
Okay, and if you look in the... if you go to any Superdome game, which, according to you, you used to live there or been there.
I've been there.
Okay.
Yep, I've been there as well. Mm-hmm.
They were big, and I don't know when the last time you were there. I was at a game last year, and they were digging through my whole possession, just... No,
that's okay. If it's a privately run event, I understand that. However, I've never been to any game or any concert or anything like that. I don't know how they do it in Louisiana, but I've never been anywhere where I have been microscopically searched to find out if I have drugs or acid or something else like that on me. Doesn't happen. And as far as you defending the cops looking for drugs, yes, I know drugs are illegal. But what if drugs were legal? Would that change your mind?
Let me word it this way. When you're going to mass people in a dome, and they were talking initially of what, 20,000 or better?
There was 9,000, I think, finally, but okay.
Final count being 9,000, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you're going to gratuitously, as somebody worded it earlier, house these people throughout the duration of a storm, you're going to try and keep the amount of people that you have in there. You're not going to want people that are all drugged out.
Dude, have you ever done drugs? Do you know anything about drugs? People that are drugged out like to sit around and chill. They don't do anything violent. They don't do anything rash unless they need to get more, in which case they have to rob people because the drugs are so prohibitively expensive because of the fact that they're illegal. If drugs weren't illegal, then people would be able to go and get all the drugs they wanted for pennies.
Hey, have you ever done drugs?
Oh, yes, I have, as a matter of fact, sir. Yes, I have.
You ever seen somebody tripped out on PCP and break both his wrists?
Oh, my God. PCP. Everybody runs to PCP. When was the last time that... I mean, every PCP article gets hit the newspaper because PCP is so
scary. Nobody does PCP anymore.
It's getting stupid.
Even if there was somebody on PCP, I mean, we're talking like 1% of 1%.
Yeah.
If there was somebody on PCP being violent... then they would be stopped from being violent. I'm not saying that people should be allowed in the Superdome to start cracking heads. No, if somebody's being violent in there, it doesn't matter if they're drunk or on drugs or if they're totally sober. They should be stopped.
I'm saying it's just reprehensible to put these people out here and make them wait for 4 hours and shake them down like this just to show the power of the state.
Yeah,
that's really all it is.
It's
about control.
Old people and little kids wait for 4 hours in the pouring rain. That's okay with you, just as long as they're looking for the drugs. As long as we keep people clean from drugs, that's okay with you.
I'm sure in any emergency scenario, they could have done things better.
Yes, they definitely could have. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Finally, a point of agreement. Yeah, they could have done things better. They could have treated them like human beings.
Well, you know, it's always, it's always the... police's idea to run to, you know, authority and crackdown.
More control. More.
Gotta make sure
these people might have drugs.
You know, and the drug war, I feel like it's just a big waste of my money.
It's a scam, too, on top of that. Not only is it a waste of your money, but they're spending your money to confiscate other people's drugs that they already spent their money on, and then they take those drugs, they burn them all. Yeah, they burn all those drugs. Come on! Everybody who's anybody knows that the drugs get funneled right back out of the evidence room in plenty of jurisdictions. They go right into the police's hands and they sell them on the streets instead. More coming back. It's your show. You think I'm lying to you? This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Moments remain. We will try to fit your calls in. 800-259-9231. The phones are packed, man, which... the way it ought to be on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
That's the way we like it. And you can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. Go check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Check out the three new ladies that we have added to the Shrine over the weekend. In fact, I've got another lady waiting in the wings for this coming weekend. We're going to add her on. So if you are a female and you listen to this show and you want to show off the fact that you listen, go ahead and send us your picture. You have to do a validated one, though, which means that in the picture, you're holding some sort of signage or some evidence that reveals that you listen to Free Talk Live. So if you want to see what I mean, just go to freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Ben in Florida. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Hey, sir. What's up?
Listen to the show. Totally agree with you that things are being run pretty silly when they're making people wait 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
The only thing I was taking an approach to is when you were suggesting that people who are on drugs aren't dangerous unless they're trying to get more drugs. I mean, there are drugs.
Well, with the exception of PCP, okay? I mean,
well, no, also methamphetamines, cocaine, these are drugs that...
Whoa. Now, wait, what does doing cocaine make somebody more dangerous for?
Makes you more hyper, at least to my understanding. Makes you, you tend to, you get a feeling of invincibility, you think that you can do anything when you can't do anything.
No, that's PCP. PCP. PCP makes you think you can, like, break through walls and stuff like that.
This is true. What about methamphetamines, which I'm hearing these days is, like, the biggest climbing drug, the one that's the most
dangerous.
It is.
It's the big one, but...
it's being blown out of proportion.
I don't hear methamphetamine crimes going on.
This is meth is the new crack, okay? You know how, like back in the 80s, crack was, there was an epidemic of crack.
Yeah.
And it's because the government kind of picks a new drug, and they focus the media on this drug, and they kind of turn loose the dogs of the media, and then the media goes out and blows stuff way out of proportion. Yes, there are methamphetamine problems in certain areas of the country, but it's certainly not all over.
Drugs are certainly dangerous and can kill you if you take too many of them.
No doubt.
I think there are dangerous drugs that should be, and I don't necessarily think they should have been searching everybody. And yeah, it should not take 4 hours to get into the stadium, especially in a dangerous situation. That's
would
retarded.
You know PCP if you saw it?
No, but I'm
me
not
either,
a trained,
and I don't think
I'm
they
not
would
a trained
either.
Cop though, and
I know they're not a trained cop. My foot, they wouldn't know.
Guardsmen. These were National Guardsmen doing the searches.
Yeah,
please, these people don't have the foggiest idea what angel dust looks like. Like the rest of us.
And
because the last recorded sighting, it was 1983.
Plus, if you pull out a crack pipe in the middle of 9,000 people, somebody's going to notice, right? Like,
yeah.
If you actually try to light something up in the middle of the crowd.
I definitely agree that it was silly of them to be looking, and it shouldn't have taken 4 hours. And you're right. I mean, no one who's on pot is going to be causing trouble, because a guy on pot sits around and goes, hey, man.
If you take the drug,
if they were on pot, they probably would have been, you know, a little bit less inclined to be trouble or be violent.
If you turned the drug war off pot, though, the drug war would fall apart because it wouldn't be financed anymore. It is financed by pot seizures.
Well, it's definitely financed. They're focused on the wrong things. That's for sure.
It doesn't matter if they change their focus.
They can't do it right. Tell me one thing the government's done right.
Exactly.
Nothing lately. I mean, what is it? I heard George Bush was playing golf today. Instead of...
I hope he had a good game. I wonder how many Marines died.
I have no idea, but
I
got friends that are over there, and I have a friend of mine who's a Marine chopper pilot, and he shouldn't be there, but he is.
No, that's no fun.
So, it isn't.
You bring up a legitimate point, and I didn't mean to, if I glossed over it, you're right. Drugs are dangerous. Certain people who are on drugs can definitely be dangerous. I would agree with you that somebody on cocaine is probably... maybe a little more likely to be angry than somebody who's not. But I think it has to do with the type of person that's on the drug in the first place.
The guy who's fiending for the cocaine might be just as dangerous because he doesn't have his cocaine.
Yeah, the guy who's fiending is really dangerous.
And I also agree that definitely this is the sort of thing, it's not happening to rich people. This is happening, I mean, because the rich folks, they've either got a boat and they've gotten the hell out of town, or they got on their private plane, or they hopped in their car and they left way early. They're not the ones who are staying trapped because they're afraid that if they leave their homes, people are going to loot them. Or they're not going to have anything to return to. So
it was an outrage what they did to these people, and nobody's talking about it. That's the worst part about it.
They never talk about it.
Yeah, the news just totally ignored it, even though it was going on their cameras.
It doesn't make good news, good ratings for them, I don't think. And that's all they're really concerned with on the news, because news isn't about giving information to the people. It's about getting ratings on television.
Well, one thing's for sure, that Free Talk Live is definitely not a news show. So if you're listening to Free Talk Live for news, you're in the wrong place. But I think we can definitely pull some ratings on talking about issues like this, because people respond to freedom issues. People are responding to the message of liberty and freedom. And, Ben, we appreciate you checking in, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
This whole situation, Superdome, New Orleans.
Ooh, you're breaking up, Dan. You're breaking up. You're on a bad cell. What we might do is... Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
You're all right now. Go for it.
Okay. This situation in New Orleans, it's just one more thing, and I get so frustrated, and I was wondering if you guys, when you hear all of these egregious things that are happening, do you have to, ever take a step back from it and just, clear your head? Because I get so frustrated that sometimes it almost seems pointless. I know it isn't. I know that's no reason to just throw up our hands and give up, but sometimes I just have to take a break from politics for a couple of days.
You know, every once in a while, we see news items that sort of show show liberty and freedom shining through, and those always make me feel a little better. But our listeners are going to think you lobbed this ball up so I could knock it out of the park. But the fact is, The only thing that I believe, I would just completely give up if it wasn't for the Free State Project. It's the only way I believe that we have a chance. And I think once we get 20,000 people signed up and move to New Hampshire, you're going to see freedom and liberty coming back to America.
Yeah, we have to have that concentration. We have to have that concentration of people. If you've got more comments, hang on, 800-259-9231. If you want to make a call, we'll do our best to sneak it in here, 800-259-9231. It is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you.
And man, what's
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff there for you. And as always, we're going to be asking you to vote for the show here in a couple days over at podcastalley.com. You could do it now, but the voting's going to be reset in moments. And that's something we do is we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, the archives and everything else that's there. But all we ask for you, from you, is just a vote from time to time, a vote.freetalklive.com.
What if it's reset at midnight?
Not tonight, because
okay.
There's 31 days in August, so tomorrow night we're going to be sending out the request. So if you're on our updates list, we will be able to let you know when the appropriate time to go vote again is. So join the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com, and hop on the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. This is something that we're really excited about here on Free Talk Live, because I think we're doing something revolutionary in the entire talk radio industry, man, which we're giving listeners the unprecedented opportunity to literally buy out commercial time on the show. We have a goal that we've set for our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. For $3 a month, if you've got it, if you've got an extra $3 a month, or you don't mind cutting back on a couple cups of coffee to help Free Talk Live out, We will take that $3 and turn it into more radio stations, turn it into more internet listeners. We will advertise, market, and promote this show with your help. We're going to do it anyway, but with your help, we can spread faster and farther than we ever could imagine. And thanks to the 80-plus people that have joined up already, check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Once we reach our goal, we will reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. That's a hell of a promise.
It is. It's unprecedented.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Back to the phone. Let's go back to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. You had asked if we kind of get bummed out by all this bad news, and there is plenty of bad news out there about what the government's doing to people, how it's just egregiously violating our civil liberties, and it can be very depressing. And you said yourself, Dan, you take a couple days off from politics whenever you start feeling really bad, right? Dan is gone. Well, anyway, Dan was talking about, you know, getting bummed out. Burnt out is the expression that they use in the political world. You know, you get into politics, you get excited. We had somebody who called in earlier in the show that was just now doing some research on third parties. He's going to maybe find a third party that he agrees with, and then he might get involved with them. And he might really push, he might go out and do some outreach events, talk to the public about politics, get out there and, you know, do politics, and then 6 months down the line, he'll be done.
Take a break.
Well, it'll be more of a, ugh, I'm sick of this. Because when you get involved in the political world, you discover that you're, oh my gosh, there's so much that is bad, I mean, within the world of politics, within the business of making a change to the political situation, you have to deal with, like, for instance, internal party politics. This is one of the reasons I can't stand dealing with a political party. Even the best of them, the Libertarian Party, still has all the terrible hallmarks of a political party. And that is that you have to get other people to go along with your ideas. You have to get the whole group to go along with something in order for anything to happen. So what ends up happening is that the meetings of the political parties, it's just a bickering. It's just a debate and a big argument over what to do. I mean, for instance, here in the Tampa Bay area, the local Libertarian Party has decided they would like to place an advertisement on a bus stop display, which I don't agree was necessarily the best choice, but I'm not there to influence them because we're here doing this show. But now the question is going to be, how long will they argue and debate over the merits of one design versus another?
Right.
It takes forever to get anything done. So I understand the depression. But if you're being depressed by politics, find somewhere else to help spread liberty. It doesn't have to be within the political system. There's a huge libertarian movement out there that doesn't just include the party. We're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Be online at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.